This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Seven after the hour, here we are, another opportunity for us to dig into the world of News Talk Radio. This is the Talk Radio Roundup, or a review of the top 10 items this week as posted on the website at talkers.com. It's their research that gets done that we talk about, and we post also on our DJV social media, Facebook, Twitter, etc., etc., etc. So the charts are for the week of July 5th. How about I try that again? 5th to the 9th. And there are some stories that have been in the top 10 for a long time and some new ones as well. The people list we'll get to as much of this as we can during this hour. I'm going to quickly go through the list and then I want to pick out a few things for us to dig into. The heat wave and the situation with the weather, number 10 this week, and I've certainly on the DJV program talked about the consequences that we can expect from, and I'm talking, I guess, all the availability of food, how much it's going to cost, all of that stuff. So that's a part of our discussion there. At number 9, our relationship with the Chinese and the Russians. At number 8, the mayoral race in New York. At number 7, the immigration situation, southern border, et cetera, race relations and theories about race, et cetera. Number 6, the condo collapse. Number 5, the economy. Number 4, Trump and his social media problems. Number 3, the grand old party in January 6th, and COVID is number 1. And the people on the list, we'll talk about them as we go through it. I actually wanted, ladies, Jennifer Horn is here, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner with me. The Surfside death toll, is it over? Can we be confident that 64, but 76 people are still missing at this point, right? So the number can keep going up. Where are they finding these people? I thought they've gone through the
I think they were hoping hole. That... Remember when they collapsed a part of the condo? They did that last weekend, early in this week. And they collapsed a part that was still standing. It allowed them to get to pieces of the wreckage where they thought it was possible, where the floors collapsed and the floor kind of collapsed down, that they would be able to find people who might have found a pocket. Mm. But according to reports, everything just fell flat, one on top of the other. And they were able to find some bodies, but they were not able to find any survivors. So this week, I think it might have been Wednesday, the mayor said, we are no longer doing a search and rescue effort. We are now in a recovery mode, meaning that the hope for survivors, which went well over 14, 15 days, ended. But what was stunning about that story, and this is why it's so important to thank the police, the fire, the first responders, when you see them this weekend, is that they didn't leave. They were told to go home and get some rest and to come back since it was no longer a search and rescue effort. They wouldn't go. And so they keep looking and they keep digging. And, you know, I can't imagine what they're going through. I know we can't compare it to 9/11, but the type of wreckage that they're having to deal with is very similar. And that has to be taking a human toll on the people who are digging through it.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Well, and the people who are expecting that you're not going to find any remains in that rubble unless it's somebody's finger or an arm or something like that. So.
Really?
You get to the point of just why, what do you gain by continuing to look under the circumstances? And then there is the discussion of what other dangers are there in that area, other buildings that are like it, or buildings up and down the coast of Florida, or all around Florida, or all the way up and down the coast, wherever there's a beach, is there a jeopardy? And will that diminish the value of condos in the near future? Probably not. People are, I guess, creatures of habit, and they like to be on the water. I know I do. Would that affect your ability to be excited about getting into a building that might collapse? And how do you know? Do an investigation before you buy into some of the buildings, whether they're new or old, doesn't make any difference. Find out how they were built and what's underneath them. That would be something that I'd ask. A lot of real estate people probably don't even know the answer to that, but something worth consideration. All right, let's explore. Oftentimes we try to get to all the top ten. Let's take the top five this week, ladies, and see what we can do with the information and conversation about them on News Talk Radio. So number five is the condo. Number four is the economy and the situation. I think that there is an argument to be made that the economy is suffering at the moment from a lack of competition. You can't get a car, so you pay the price for whatever you can get. When you go to the restaurants, you pay exorbitant prices because either they're trying to make up for what they lost over the past year and a half, or the understanding is clear that the price of food, everything related to agriculture, is going to go sky high because of the heat wave in the Northwest and the weather, the pounding that the East Coast is taking, and the even in through the Midwest with rain, and more rain. So this is something that whether it fuels inflation, I don't see how it cannot fuel inflation. But in terms of the competition, I noticed that the president has been out and about this week trying to figure out how we can encourage people, businesses and so forth, competition, the taxes. I don't understand. It sounds like he's talking out of both sides of his mouth, because adding more taxes to businesses isn't going to help businesses survive. It's going to kill more businesses. Whether they're big or small, it doesn't make any difference. So what about the hiring of people? People hiring can't find workers. So that's a problem in and of itself, isn't it? The government is still paying people to not work, although I think pretty much isn't that over by the end? Is it all? Everything's over now, right?
It depends.
All the welfare is over.
State by, no, it's not over. It's still going on in California until September.
September?
California.
September?
It's not just California, though. There are other states who are still offering it.
Well, until September?
Yeah.
With all these jobs?
I think New Jersey did without, with very specific, you can't just get an extra $300 a week anymore, in New York and New Jersey, unless you're, you know, really meeting specific criteria. So I'm not sure. But in general, like if you file for unemployment and then they just tack on the extra $300 or whatever it is per state, I think a lot of states have ended that at the end of June.
Ohio got rid of it, but now there's a lawsuit against them to try to bring it back because people want it. Maryland is extending theirs. Indiana has not extended theirs. It really depends state by state where you go. And some of them are being challenged legally about whether or not the states can get rid of it. So only 26 states have ended it. Let's see if – I don't even think New Jersey's on the list, actually. Louisiana, Arizona, Maryland, Tennessee, Montana, Oklahoma, Arkansas, Florida, Georgia, Ohio, South Carolina, South Dakota, Texas, Utah, Alabama, Idaho, Indiana, Nebraska, New Hampshire, North Dakota, West Virginia, Wyoming, Missouri, Mississippi, Iowa, Alaska do not have it. All other states are not getting rid of it until September 6th.
Awful.
So if you didn't hear
That's
your state,
disgrace.
It's still going
That's
on.
That's disgusting. With all these jobs going open.
I think they changed the criteria
open.
In Jersey, my because my God. Sister-in-law is on unemployment, and so she's had a hard time with dealing with all of that. But, yeah, I think it depends. But, yeah, I mean, in
and
general, just giving people more
money. It's disgusting.
Well, my sister-in-law pays a lot of taxes, too, so...
That's not the point. The point is, if she can work, she ought to be working and not collecting. That's the point.
Okay, I'm not bringing my family into this, because you don't even understand what the situation is with her business.
I'm not. I'm making a general statement that doesn't deserve a shot. I'm saying what's impractical for those of us who pay taxes is to be paying for people not to work. And frankly, as one American, I'm fed up with it. Frankly, all of this stuff is way counterproductive and not helping the economy. And there's other stuff that's in the hopper to make it easier. The cost of drugs has gone up through all of this. Drug companies in their greed taking advantage of the situation. Prices have gone bananas. Pharmaceutical companies are... I mean, just look at the television. Listen to the radio. All the ads that are playing for all of this stuff. It's interesting. I see one of the tenets here is to allow you to buy hearing aids without a prescription. something that Trump started.
What?
But yeah.
Sorry.
But didn't
get a little
get,
hearing aid humor.
Right. Yes. Very good. Anyway, hospitals being transparent about billing, that hasn't really happened. And you know, there's stuff like little things. The airlines refunding when they lose your bag. They charge. You know that what's been going. They charge you $50 for a bag, right? When you travel, if you're allowed one bag or something, mm-hmm. depending on the ticket that you buy, and you pay $50, they lose your bag. They don't want to give you your money back.
No.
So, huh?
No, they won't give you your money back.
How does that get explained?
And they won't even acknowledge that they lost the bag. It's just been misplaced for the moment.
Yeah.
Right.
That was the last time I checked luggage. Now I am full on carry-on.
Right. I'm like, if you're going to send my luggage to Tahiti, at least let me go and pick it up. I mean, come on.
Yeah. Well, the other thing is that we have this in the farming community. There's been a big to-do, and Trump has, Biden's come down on the side of farmers, thank heavens. With the right to repair, the big John Deere and all the other big AGCO, the big manufacturers of equipment, don't want you to repair your own equipment anymore. They've fixed it so that it's almost impossible for you to fix stuff that you buy. So I just say, why would you? What's the incentive to buy a new tractor or a new equipment? And that hurts the economy. And they've just made it. They're just so greedy. That's all there is to this. We're not going to allow you to fix your own equipment. What is that? Who thinks like that? There has been that move in the auto industry generally. You know, fix it so that you can't fix your car. Hello? What's that all about? 17 after the hour here, the Talk Radio Review. Did you know that MyPillow is about more than just a fantastic pillow? Now, MyPillow is given the same attention that they've given their pillows to the Giza Dream Sheets. Imagine sliding into the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. That's a guarantee for MyPillow. The cotton in the Giza Dream Sheets is the world's best. It's grown in a small area of the Mediterranean, made into a fabric that's ultra soft and breathable. Its sateen weave gives them a luxurious finish. It'll have you sleeping like a dream. Available in a variety of colors and sizes, it's machine washable and durable. All the Giza Dream Sheet sets come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Right now, the Giza Dream Sheets are two sets for the price of one. It's a BOGO deal, plus free shipping using the DJV code at MyPillow.com. Promo code DJV, that's two sets of Giza Dream Sheets for one low price, plus free shipping with the promo code DJV at MyPillow.com.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck, or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
All right, there's something that's on, actually not on the list that we're all surprised isn't on the list, and that's the assassination of the leader of Haiti. So a couple of people, including some Americans, apparently have been arrested. What would be the motive of Americans killing the leader of Haiti? Any ideas? This guy was becoming a dictator.
Obviously, this is a group of people who are paid to do it. I think the reason there hasn't been much news about this is that, you know, people just write it off and go, well, Haiti, it's pretty corrupt. And it's surprising it didn't make it on this list and really didn't make it into the headlines all that much this week.
No.
But the group who killed him, the unidentified gunman and his wife, they claim to be DEA agents.
American DEA agents?
They were speaking Spanish and they attacked his resident. Yeah, with... High caliber
21
weapons.
After the hour.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please, call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Nationwide, people are interested in what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio, so every week as a companion piece to the official countdown show with Michael Harrison, the ladies from the DJV program and me, Doug Steffen, get together to go through the official list, the stories, the people, et cetera, et cetera. So we have Jay now, whose role in the program is certainly not one focus, but she is good at social media, so we gave her that title. So let's go to some of the thoughts that people are expressing and sharing this week about some of the issues that are on the charts. For example, at number 10, the weather situation. You asked people to comment on climate change, et cetera, whether it was real or fake. What'd you get back?
Michael Selby says it's real, but natural, not human-caused. Birch Willard chimes in with climate has
apparently
been changing
Victoria
for millennia.
Agree with this by the snicker.
To say that there's no human, I mean, come on. Look what comes out
that's
of your car.
That's his opinion. Yeah, yeah.
Right. I know, but it's just it's crazy.
I mean,
to
I think the argument is that, like, the Ice Age ended without, you know, human beings and their cars driving past. So,
yeah. That's
I mean, climate
argument.
Change has been.
Are we affecting it? Are we contributing to it? Yep. Is it all us? No. That would be my read on. All right. We're interested in listeners. Keep going. Go ahead, Jim.
And Melinda Stone actually covers what you guys just discussed. The debate is not over whether there is climate change. It's whether it is caused by man-made or whether any of the supposed solutions being put in place have impacted it. There needs to be an actual live, transparent debate between qualified individuals who can cite credible, verifiable sources.
Nah, there isn't going to
be. I know, but unfortunately so many people make money off of it.
Yeah, it's a big business.
It's also a money-making scheme for a lot of people. I mean, they're making a ton of cash. It's a big industry.
Yeah, all right, what else?
And Ken Starkett agrees with that, saying it's a political power/money grab here. We have been warming since the Ice Age. Deal with it, he adds at the end.
We've had lots of ice ages in the history of the 4.5-5 billion years the planet's been in existence. There have been dozens of ice ages. The most recent one that has shaped the way kind of we are now, I think, was, 18,000 years ago? Something like that. That was the last ice age.
What was it like, Doug?
Fairly. fairly recently in terms of the history of the planet. Okay. Next, President Biden announced the plans to get more Americans vaccinated. What are people saying about that, Jay?
Susan Toller says it's a waste of time and resources. Unless you've been in a rabbit hole, Americans have been given every opportunity to be vaccinated.
I think that's kind of true, isn't it? I mean, they've been given every opportunity, but it hasn't worked, so do we need to find different ways of getting people to get the vaccination? We think it's important. Huh. All right, you got a couple of other comments here.
Yeah,
Susie
Roy
Ortiz.
Francis.
Who's who?
Susie Ortiz says it's a personal choice. Leave it that way. Mm-hmm. Laura Francis chimes in, no, he's crossing the line now. Time to impeach this administration.
People are so funny. Let's impeach everybody. Okay. The situation with Sha'Carri Richardson has gotten a lot of attention. So what do we have there?
Yeah, pretty much everyone agrees the rules need to be changed, but she did break the rules. Rules are rules. Melissa Zimmer says, I live in Eugene, Oregon, where the track meet took place. I know smoking marijuana is legal in this state. However, Sha'Carri Richardson needed to abide by the rules of the World Olympics Organization. They stated that marijuana is not a legal drug.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Chris Burton. I see some of the names here. Some
chimes in. She knowingly broke the rule. Whether it's a dumb rule or not, it's not the point. She broke it and got caught. She's out.
And most people, I think, agree with that, don't they? Really, the
she
rules are the rules.
With it.
Well,
Sha'Carri
like, said that too. Yeah.
Right. Okay. If our country were to retire the Star Spangled Banner, this is 4th of July week. What do we use as a national anthem? What are people saying about that?
Larry Fuss has always thought America the Beautiful should be the national anthem. Sherry Chesties wants God Bless America. Nicole Oswell wants God Bless the USA. I like that one. I'm for that one, too. I back that one up.
Yeah.
Tish McCoy says Toby Keith, courtesy of the red, white, and blue, should be the national anthem. It's a country song if you're not familiar
with
it.
You mean it's not? That's one of my favorites.
And then, of course, we have jokester Patrick Godfrey, who says Free Bird.
Yeah.
Freebird. Why do I know that? What song?
Skinner.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Cobb County Police reported Thursday that a suspect has been arrested in connection to the killing of a golf professional and two others at a Georgia golf course last weekend. Brian Roden was apprehended in Chambly, Georgia, and has been charged with 3 counts of murder, 3 counts of aggravated assault, and 2 counts of kidnapping. Bangladesh TV stations say at least 49 people have died in a fire that broke out at a food and beverage factory outside the country's capital of Dhaka. An unidentified senior fire official said Friday rescuers were trying to recover the bodies from the burned factory, which was locked from the inside when the fire began. President Biden is scheduled to issue an executive order Friday to promote competition throughout the U.S. economy in an effort to reduce the stranglehold of monopolies and concentrated markets in major industries, including agriculture, airlines, health, broadband, and banking. USA Radio News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
As violent crime spikes across the nation, nonviolent crime has also spiked. Tim Berg from the Phoenix, USA Radio News Bureau explains.
Violent crimes are not the only crime surging. Mail theft is up 160% this year with nearly 300,000 complaints, but the group that could help with the problem, the Postal Police Officers, claim they have been sidelined and essentially defunded by the U.S. Postal Service. President of the Postal Police Officers Association, Frank Alvergo, tells Fox News what's happened and how they've been essentially defunded.
About a year ago, The Postal Service pulled Postal Police off the streets. We were protecting mail. We were protecting the postal infrastructure. We were protecting postal workers. And they made a policy choice to restrict us to Postal Service real property. We sued the Postal Service. Federal court ruled that if the Postal Service chose to put us out on the street again to protect your mail, the Postal Service certainly could do that. But they have chosen not to do that, and it's inexplicable.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The entire east and southeast portion of Massachusetts are currently under tropical storm warnings for Tropical Storm Elsa. Elsa will be a quick mover from mid-morning to mid-afternoon Friday. 2 to 4 inches of rainfall is expected. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Meanwhile, back at the ranch, it's our overview of News Talk Radio from the perspective of the DJV showers, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen, with the, I want to spend some time in Victoria's area of expertise, like we all have them. Hers is, among others, internet stuff, what's going on, what's in terms of technology, what the big stories of the week are. So these internet security issues, we had a couple of big examples. You want to talk about those for a few minutes, Victoria?
Well, the big story, the big story of the week, obviously, was the ransomware attack. And so that hit right before the holiday weekend, right before the 4th of July. Kaseya is the company. They are an IT solutions company. It's believed that about 1 million computers were affected by this. This was far-reaching too. It wasn't just American companies. The residual effects, you know, if you were in, there was a whole grocery store chain in Sweden that couldn't take credit cards because they couldn't unlock their computers because of this ransomware attack. So, they think about 1,000 businesses overall have been compromised because of it. And, you know, there was a demand from Reval, which is a Russian hacking group. They demanded $70 million in Bitcoin. They put out a very nice, flowery little statement. Give us $70 million in Bitcoin, and within an hour, everybody's back to normal. Like, it was so, nice. Yeah, it was just very, very matter of fact, but like very friendly. everyone, you know, no one will have any issues. Within the hour, everyone will be back to normal, which a lot of cybersecurity experts are calling
BS. Huh?
Yeah, but they're calling BS on it, and they're like, yeah, so someone's going to give them 70 million Bitcoin, and they're not even the ones behind this. So, and that is the suspicion, so it's kind of an ongoing.
So, with regard to that, I thought it was interesting this week that Senator Warren of Massachusetts Gary Gensler from the Securities and Exchange Commission having a conversation in some the Q&A that happens at these committees. They get experts in and they ask them questions about this, that, and the other thing. The focus was on regulation, of cryptocurrency and how people are getting screwed by it. People have lost $2 trillion, supposedly, and so one wonders, does the government need to be involved in that? She seems to be all over anyway. I think a couple of members of Congress as well. So do we need to regulate crypto?
Well, I think I think the conversation really is usually from a tax perspective, because it's, you know, it's not
another
tax.
Way to get money for them and to waste the federal government. Yeah,
right. And so people are making, you know, some people are making massive profits off of buying and selling Bitcoin, and there's no tax implication for it. So it's a lot of missed revenue.
Well, isn't that the case with things you buy online? Do you still not have to? I guess it depends on the state, right? If you buy things online from the various companies that sell things directly to you, one of the big things retailers used to talk about and complain about was that there were no tax consequences to buying things online. Is that still the case?
No, they closed that loop. That used to be the case. Like, I'm in New Jersey, and everyone used to go into New York. You'd go to Bloomingdale's or Saks or whatever. You'd buy, you know, if you're buying expensive stuff, and you just have them ship it to Jersey so you wouldn't pay sales tax. They closed that loop, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it depends. You have to put in your zip code and where you're sending the stuff for the sales tax to be calculated.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Now, there's a... one of the things I was hoping we'd spend most of our time on the COVID stuff, there is something there. That's number one this week. We ought to probably spend a little time on the Delta variant and whether or not we need to have another shot. Is there a new booster that's going to be added to the vaccine list? What's the bottom line there?
Said no, no to the booster?
Didn't who say what?
I saw a headline this week saying that a booster wasn't going to be necessary at this time. I thought that was what was one of the big stories about.
Well, I think that they're...
Well, Pfizer's applying in August for...
Yeah, they want approval, right.
Yeah, for the third. Because it seems like Pfizer is looking a little further down the road, and I think they're seeing that we will need a booster because the way this variant, the Delta variant, is spreading.
I guess... Maybe the story is now, because I think there were some that believed that we needed it for the summer or the fall, but now they're saying it's probably more likely about 12 months from when you get the shot that you might need the booster.
Right. So that puts up most people, right? That puts us into next spring. Maybe, you know, my parents got their shots in February, late January, early February. So, yeah, they'll probably need a booster sometime in January. Because you don't want to have anything over. You want to make sure it's overlapping. You don't want to just, like, you know, if you fall off the, if you fall off the cliff with immunity and then you have to build it back up again, you know, yeah, there could be big holes there, and that's a concern.
Right. Okay. The Afghanistani withdrawal has gotten a lot of attention. President Biden late in the week talking about the U.S. military mission there, reinforcing that it will be over at the end of next month. He says the Taliban takeover is not likely. I'm not sure I'm buying that one.
I don't know about that.
I think it's probably highly likely, not highly unlikely.
It's already happening. The Taliban's already happening. I mean, look, I have said pretty consistently that I'm not against Biden in wanting to withdraw troops. I think that most people don't have an appetite for this, but... I just don't know if we should close down the entire base. And what they've done is that they've been very open about when they're going to move troops, when they're going to withdraw, when this is all going to be over. And I don't think that's the best policy, because you're kind of telescoping all the moves of the military, which can not only put them at risk, but also puts the country at risk. And you don't want to create the vacuum that was created by Obama
in Iraq and in Syria, where ISIS kind of blew up. So there were a couple of issues that I had. One of them, he wouldn't take the mission accomplished moment, basically, where when we first went into Afghanistan, it was to get rid of Al-Qaeda. Al-Qaeda has been decimated. We should have taken the moment to say mission accomplished. Just from a public relations standpoint, I think that would be a good narrative for the world community to see. So it's not just an endless war. And I also think that we should have kept some access to that base in Afghanistan so that we could have access to it in case China gets out of control. This is our closest military base to China. And to pull out of it and allow the Taliban to just come in and take everything over, I think, is a huge mistake, particularly when you find out that over the last few months, China has gotten into bed with Pakistan and with Afghanistan and have given them these loans, basically, given them a lot of money. And if they don't pay back on the projects that they're using for, like infrastructure, bridges and roads and stuff like that, then China owns them. So I don't know. It's problematic from many levels, and I think that a withdrawal from nation building is appropriate. I think that's where people's appetite is, but a complete evacuation of an important military base is a problem.
I think the timing was interesting for, I don't know, I know no, we didn't talk about it on DJV. I don't know that it made a lot of international news, but Boris Johnson, the Prime Minister of England, also announced this week that all of the British troops are out. And so it's the same, it's like everyone's leaving at the exact same time. And I'm not sure if that was coordinated or if that's, I mean, obviously this has been in the works for a while. I think Trump wanted to get the troops out as well. And this is not like a new thing. But yeah, I mean, I would definitely be in favor of keeping some sort of presence. But I don't know. And maybe we will, and maybe this is sort of smoke and mirrors. I don't know.
Biden says the mission hasn't failed. Well, that's a ridiculous statement. It's complete disaster, complete failure, and all the men and women
mission,
that lost
though, like
their
Jen
lives,
just said, the mission was to get rid of Al-Qaeda, and we did.
Yeah, the mission, when it started, was to go find bin Laden. That was the mission. Al-Qaeda then
became bin Laden
part
too.
Of the ancillary...
Yes, and that's the point, is that we should be celebrating that as a narrative, that it was a win for the country. We got Al-Qaeda, we got bin Laden. Period, end of story. That's it. I don't think there should be hemming and hawing about, you know, whether it was a success or not. I don't know who does the messaging in that place.
The whole thing is, that's a good question. Messaging is an important...
And the fact that they picked September 11th as their end date, I mean, that would indicate victory for the people who loved seeing our country suffer on 9/11. I mean, just... Whoever comes up with this stuff, and I don't think it's Biden, I think it's whoever's around him. It needs, like, some serious PR 101.
Well, so if they're using September 11th as what?
That was the first day when Biden said, yeah, we're withdrawing the troops. He said, September 11th, we will be out. Okay. And
I get that point, though, to sort of bookend it. I get it. But, I don't know.
Mm. Bookend it was September 12th. Don't give them the satisfaction of like a withdrawal on September 11th.
All right, we continue with our overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio. It's the DJV overview called, I call it several different things, the righteous attack on reality sometimes, but it is our review of the hot hits in News Talk Radio, continuing in a moment.
With the acceleration to digital channels during the pandemic, consumers now have access to unparalleled choice when it comes to where and with whom they spend their money. But how loyal is the average consumer, and what keeps them coming back for more or turning away from specific brands? Well, the Marcus' Customer Loyalty Index find out exactly that. And joining me now for a little bit more is Alex Timlin, Senior Vice President of Industry at Marcus. Alex, can you tell us a little bit more about the Customer Loyalty Index and what the research found?
The hope of the research was to actually ask consumers about their feelings towards brands, to just differentiate between a loyalty program as a means of getting rewards versus loyalty where people have a strong emotional connection with a brand or a product and feel as though they are advocates. So the aim of the research was to give people a different approach to how they might gain new customers, but most importantly, retain them by thinking a little bit differently about what loyalty is so that they don't leave behind customers they already have a good relationship with.
Mike, I understand you need the parts.
Carly's Car Shop demands more engine fixing horsepower. They need to floor it to find their staff some backup.
We need to finish up that coupe today. It cannot be here for another 2 weeks.
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do.
With Indeed Instant Match, we immediately show you quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed meet your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Look, staying healthy isn't easy. Watching your diet, hitting the gym, avoiding stress. But a good night's rest helps boost your overall health and wellness. And it couldn't be easier. The new Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed is the only bed that effortlessly adjusts and responds to both of you. The result? You wake up ready for anything. Proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. Don't miss our weekend special. The new Queen Sleep Number 360 C2 Smart Bed is only $899. Plus special financing ends Monday. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
Forty-six after the hour, the overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio, our roundup of the stories, courtesy of the DJ of the Years, which include Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan and Jay Kirshner. I'm Doug Steffen. The COVID thing and what that is, that's number one this week. The fact that Joe Biden says he's going to go door-to-door seem to have, whether... Is that really Joe's going to knock on your door and say, hey, please get a vaccine?
He's like Santa with the naughty and the nice list.
Right, exactly. Or the $10 million.
I also think that was a really poorly chosen phrase. So I think that has just blown up and people are just way overreacting to that.
But they kind of doubled down, though. Javier Becerra, who's the Secretary of Health and Human Services, says the government is there absolutely their right to know whether or not you've been vaccinated. And that raised a lot of, eyebrows, I think, when they kind of doubled down on this messaging that's clearly not popular.
All right, so here's one for the books. And this is not on the top ten. It's sort of an extra, but I think it needs a mention. There's a gay men's chorus in San Francisco that has a new song, basically contained in a video. We'll convert your children is what they...
It's real, and they sang it. Yeah. And, people went crazy. So they took it down because the backlash was real.
Was it on social media? Where did it show on their website?
They sang it at an event. I mean, you can watch it. I mean, it was there. And,
is it like, we shall overcome?
It's a response to, like, religious freaks who say, we'll convert your children, conversion therapy, get to, pray the gay away. So it's their response of, oh, okay, fine, you want to convert our kids or us, we'll convert your children too.
Good God.
It's satire, but taken very wrong.
Yeah. But no one has a sense of humor, no one's smart enough to get satire.
Well, is there a sense of humor required on either side for this? If you want to believe it's satire, then the conversion but do both sides see it that way, or both sides don't see it that way? That's really kind of the overview of we'll convert your children. You could, if it wasn't done by a gay men's chorus, you could apply it to a lot of religious groups that come around, Jehovah's Witnesses, Mormons, whoever. Seventh-day Adventists knock on your door all the time, just like Joe Biden. Maybe they ought to all go out together and see what they can do.
That's a pitch. South Park episode waiting to happen.
I'd watch it.
I would, too.
Pitch for conversion and vaccination at the same time. That's it.
Oh, boy.
How about that for an idea?
Oh, boy. All
right. All right, this, by the way, just a quickie, speaking of TV, Pride and Prejudice is coming back. Did you see that?
No, it's a dating show. No. It's the Pride and Prejudice reality dating show, and I am 100% watching it. It's The Bachelor, but it's like carriage rides and handwritten notes and dancing and stuff. Yeah, it's crazy.
Sounds crazy. All right, ladies, thank you. It's 10 before the hour.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? going through a divorce. Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Car Talk. It's car time. Nick Miles is here from OurAutoExpert.com. Always a thrill to have Nick on the program, and I mean that sincerely. He's just one of those guys that when you listen to him, you know whatever he's talking about is exciting, or he makes Car Talk exciting. Today's Collector Car Appreciation Day. We'll get to that in a matter of moments. Meanwhile, T-Mobile, which is a leader in 5G, fueling innovation, working with startups across the country. Industries are trying to launch new 5G services, including driverless cars, all built on the foundation of its supercharged 5G network. So Andy Solomon is going to put all the pieces together here.
Power everything from connected farms to connected cars. Recently, Halo launched one of the first commercial driverless car services in the U.S. running on the T-Mobile 5G network. Halo expects to begin serving customers in Las Vegas later this year. John Saw, EVP of Advanced and Emerging Technologies at T-Mobile, has more.
Halo has operated on the T-Mobile 5G network since it began driving on Las Vegas roads earlier this year. Driverless vehicles demand ubiquitous coverage, making the T-Mobile 5G network a perfect match for developers.
T-Mobile is America's 5G leader with the largest, fastest, and most reliable 5G network and is a platform for autonomous car innovation.
There is a lot of work to do on the path to full autonomy, and Halo is taking a unique and intelligent approach to get there. This kind of startup innovation is why we are working to build the biggest and the best 5G network in the country.
To learn more, visit T-Mobile.com.
All right, so driverless cars, 5G and all of that stuff, is this isn't a reality in our lifetime, is it? Is this like next year? Is this 10 years from now, 20 years from now? When do we, unfortunately, go through Go through this.
Well, it depends who you talk to. But yes, I mean, it probably is a reality. Whether you have to do it, no, this is America. You do what you want. You don't, just because there's driverless cars doesn't mean that you have to use them. And when they do show up eventually, which, you know, we may be wheelchair bound, we may be glad of it, but you can still race around your farm or whatever you want, Doug. So say no.
I'll take my Massey Ferguson 4270 and go around the farm with that. Meanwhile, it's Collector Car Appreciation Day, sponsored by the SEMA Action Network. I don't know what that is. You probably can tell us what it is. This is must be some old society of emotionally mixed car people. Yeah, what is this?
Well, I think it's more important that the Collector Car Appreciation Day is probably invented by some guy who was getting a ton of trouble from his wife for buying too many cars or his spouse or something. And so he invented this day. I'm just guessing, by the way, and it's all guesswork, but he invented this day to make sure his wife understood that he was doing it for some big, important event. And he could have as many cars as he wanted in his garage and collect them, and it didn't matter how old they were, and she wasn't complaining that he had a bunch of car junk in the garage, which sounds a little bit like my life, by the way.
Yeah, maybe. There's 36 million vintage car lovers, supposedly, according to people that organized Collector Car Appreciation Day, so that may be it. Now, you're in New York for the Formula E race in the rain. Yeah. Will this take place this weekend in the rain?
Well, the rain caused by the hurricane, it will be gone, they tell me, by Saturday, and it will be a beautiful, somewhat muggy day in New York City, but we will be allowed to cross the bridge into Brooklyn and watch a lot of cars go around the track very fast, which is
where the heck is there a track in Brooklyn? Where the heck is there room for a track in Brooklyn?
No, there's inconvenience for the locals. We close down streets and race.
It's like a movie shoot.
Yeah, a little bit, except now I have to tell you, though I know a little bit about Formula E, this is the first race I will have attended, so it's an experience.
Tell us about Formula E. What's the designation to qualify for Formula E?
Yeah, so it's like Formula One, except cars don't have engines. They have motors, electric motors, and they race with sort of in somewhat silence. But there's lots of strange rules, like you can change your batteries out and things like that, which is kind of interesting. But it's going fast around a city street, which I think is the immediate stimulation for me. And they can do it in the middle of the city, which is a lot of fun because it, you know, it's not like the big engines or the engines have to be in cars. And it's the wave of the future. And I'm interested just because they give you these opportunities to get into these cars and do, you know, rides with the drivers. Right. They have special cars to do that. I'm in. If I can go fast around Brooklyn and break all the laws, sign me up. That's what I'm saying.
Sounds like an episode of The Fast and the Furious. And maybe it would be in order. Nick Miles, check out all of the car news every day.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.